Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we welcome in the 89th mayor of the capital city of Hartford, the Honorable Luke Bronin. Mayor, and Joe, how was your 4th of July?
It was good. Quiet but good. How about you guys?
Was it really quiet?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, it wasn't quiet in parts of the city, right? I mean, how many complaints?
We didn't do a whole lot, but there were a whole lot of fireworks going on.
How many complaints did you get to your tip line about people shooting off fireworks illegally?
I don't have the number of what we got on July 4th, but okay. You know, we've been getting hundreds. We had a ton this weekend. We had our police out in force all weekend, and you know. Overall, it's been a tough few weeks. You know, I keep telling folks that, you know, we will do our best to respond. Our officers are on dedicated shifts overnight when you call in with information on specific locations. But the volume is just out of control.
Wow. And, you know, the other thing is, Mayor, you know, in addition to the noise and, you know, what it does to dogs and cats and the inconvenience and waking you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's also a fire danger with these kind of things.
There's no question. You know, there was a 17-month-old baby who was burned by fireworks a couple of weeks ago. There was a roof that caught on fire because of fireworks. And I think it's pretty lucky that there haven't been a lot more physical injuries like that. But people have to understand that the fireworks that people are shooting off are not legal fireworks. They're not safe. You're right. It's not just a quality of life issue. It's disrupting the lives for a lot of people. And it's not just here in Hartford. I mean, we're hearing the same thing in city after city. But there's no question it's been a really serious problem here. And it is a dangerous thing, and it's illegal. And, you know, our cops have made some pretty large-scale seizures from people who were selling fireworks, and they've also been seizing fireworks when they find people who are shooting them off. But given the volume, you know, it's hard to get to every call.
Did I see that a couple of officers were hit by fireworks?
Yeah.
They were. Overnight on Saturday night, there were somebody, and I hope we'll find out who, threw pretty large fireworks at police officers. It exploded. They had to seek medical attention, and it was just outrageous. I think our cops showed remarkable restraint, and they dealt with the situation in a serious and responsible way, but just outrageous.
You know, in a case like that, Mayor, you know, this is one of the problems we've had in the city for quite a while. Did anybody at that party, at that gathering, were willing to identify who they think it might have been?
I don't know yet. I don't know if we'll know that for a little while. I know our cops are investigating the incident, and again, I'm hopeful that we'll find who, because if we find who, they need to face some serious consequences.
One good thing about the weekend, it appears that people in Connecticut did not lose their minds like they did in other parts of the country at 4th of July with stupid large gatherings and stuff. So our numbers hopefully continue to go down. But yet the governor, seeing what's going on elsewhere, has slowed down some of the Phase 3 reopenings. What kind of an economic impact does that have on some of the establishments in your city?
You know, I think that the governor is looking not just at what's happening in other states, but also at the continuously evolving information that we have about what types of environments lead to the biggest spread. And
right.
One of the things that people have found is that, you know, bars in particular, where people are drinking and not wearing masks and, you know, in close contact with another for one another for a long period of time,
yeah,
are a place where it really does get spread. And so I think that he's making a tough but probably right call in slowing that piece down, keeping in mind that the vast majority, that, you know, the overwhelming percentage of our economy is back open now. Now, open doesn't mean up and running, right? It means allowed to open. But as you guys know, I mean, the disruption has been massive, and the devastation to small businesses has been massive. There are going to be businesses that don't come out of this. But in terms of what's legally allowed to reopen, the overwhelming share of the economy is legally allowed to reopen. And I do think that we have to continually assess what's happening out there, what the trends are elsewhere. You know, we know from early on that this virus doesn't respect borders, national or state. So we got to be careful.
Hey, Mayor, you know, I know you and Senator Murphy, I think last week, didn't you urge people to get tested? And apparently the number's up pretty big, largely, so to speak.
You mean the number of people getting tested?
Yeah, getting tested, yeah.
Yeah, you know, as you guys know, we've been urging people to get tested for weeks now. You know, we worked really, really hard to expand access to testing to make sure that we had an adequate number of testing sites. We now have 11 permanent testing sites in the small city of Hartford. And at almost every one of them, you can go get tested without a insurance, without symptoms, without cost. And for folks who don't have a car, you can even do it without a vehicle because we'll give you a ride. So we've been trying to make it as easy as possible and encouraging people to do it. It's a really important piece of the puzzle when we talk about reopening safely through these phases of reopening. But, of course, the other piece, which we were also talking about, you know, along with Senator Murphy on Friday, is that the basic precautions that – everyone's been urged to take really do matter. I mean, wearing a mask makes a huge difference, not just for you, but for other people. So wearing a mask, washing your hands, whenever you can help it, keeping your physical distance from others. I mean, that stuff really does make a difference, and it may make the difference for us as a state when it comes to successfully keeping our progress going.
All right. Sounds good. Mayor, we have to run.
Thanks,
as always, for the
right,
time.
Guys.
Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week.
You too. Right. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.